T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When I first met Guy Reschenthaler, he was a magistrate, and I went to him with consumer issues that folks had brought up to me. And Guy, as a magistrate, got in the middle of it and did the right thing. He's always been like this. And he had just returned from Iraq, where he was prosecuting terrorists. Now, in the middle of a very different sort of war, an enemy you can't hear, see, taste, or smell oftentimes, that's created what I describe as an economic pandemic. And Guy Reschenthaler, the congressman, is with us now. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good, Marty. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, you have a certain amount of frustration, as many Americans do, that was a certain delay in getting this funded. Senator, we had the big issue with getting money to folks. How soon do you think we can get this money to folks? Bob Casey says 3 weeks.
3 weeks would be ideal. Stephen Mnuchin, Secretary Mnuchin, is saying 2 weeks, but I'm hearing that it will be a lot faster if individuals are already have direct deposit with the IRS. So that could speed things up. But I think this help should come out as soon as possible. Get relief to people who need it, and do it as soon as possible. And Marty, look, I was frustrated,
yes,
but now's not the time to point fingers. Now is the time, just like after 9/11, now's the time to put party labels to the side and put country first and put our fellow Americans first and get this bill passed.
Hey, Guy, I really appreciate you sending me the points on the CARES Act. I think it's very helpful. I have, and you know this, Guy, I have business owners, restaurant owners freaking out. Economic pandemic. How quickly, what's the process for them when you're listening? Two questions here, really. How quickly can their employees get checks, and how quickly do you think the process by which these businesses can save themselves by getting these SBA loans, sir?
Well, the loans can be relatively fast. A small business owner, and when I say small business is defined any business with 500 employees or less. So I would say that small business and medium size business, when you think about it, those are big businesses with 500 people. But you go in, you apply for an SBA loan, and then you can get that relief as soon as the bank can get that money. So it can be relatively quick. Unfortunately, it's a bureaucracy. It's a lot to do to get these checked out to individuals. Whatever I can do to speed that up, I want to do it. But at least with these small business loans, businesses will be incentivized to keep folks on their payroll and to keep moving forward and trying to help people out. And that will also take pressure off unemployment and will help expedite unemployment compensation as well.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, for your average Joe in the gig economy, what can they expect? This is the first time I've seen this where you're actually offering assistance to folks in the gig economy, outsiders of you know, I'm set up with a 401k, I have health benefits, I'm on the payroll, sir.
Well, that's one of the great things about this bill is that it expands unemployment insurance beyond your typical employee. If you're an Uber driver in the gig economy, you're eligible. If you're self-employed, you're eligible. So the people that need help are going to get it. Also, nonprofits are included in this, not only for the small business loans, but also their employees can then go and get the unemployment compensation. So this bill does a lot. I think we're going to need more. I hope this is a good part. This is actually phase three of what we've been doing, but at least this is a huge bill and a step in the right direction to keep people's heads above water.
Hey, Congressman, I mention this to every business owner that calls. A lot of them are more concerned about the economic pandemic than the virus taking them on. They think they can survive that. Are those realistic concerns they have, that they're more worried about their business, sir?
Well, two things can be true at once.
Right.
You can be worried about the health pandemic, and then we can be worried about the economy collapsing. And frankly, Marty, they're both valid concerns.
It's true.
The biggest thing with the virus is we've just got to, I hate to say it because it's been said so much, we've got to blunt the spike, we've got to flatten the curve. Absolutely, we've got to do that. But we got to make sure we have an economy once we get on the other side of that curve. This phase three package, this spending bill, is going to help us do that. There's still going to be a lot of tough times ahead of us. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything,
right,
Marty. I'm a straight shooter.
Right.
But at least this is going to alleviate some of that economic pressure. And when you think about it, a lot of the people that are criticizing this bill, I equate this to like eminent domain or a public taking. It's the government saying you have to stay in place. You can't do business. So from a legal point of view, that's a taking, meaning the government is preventing you or robbing you of a resource. So there should be compensation for that. So even if you're a limited government guy like I am, there are times when this can be equated to a government taking. So we in government have an obligation to put an ease on people who can't go to work and to lessen the burden of these small businesses that can't perform their functions because of the extreme social distancing measures.
I refuse to acknowledge the haters picking at this. I think what is, and I'm not going to spend my day saying this sucks or that sucks. It's just not healthy or productive. Hey, I had a doctor send me a note saying I'm working a 12-hour shift on Saturday and I get one mask. How quickly will these folks at the front lines get these PPEs, as they're being called, sir?
As quickly as we can. And you know what? It's frustrating that we don't have enough masks.
I agree.
It's also frustrating that so much of our supply chain, not only the masks, but also what scares me, is our pharmaceuticals are coming from China. So there's nothing we can do now except try to get these masks out. There's some companies, some factories that are re-gearing, much like auto manufacturers re-geared to make planes and tanks in World War II. These companies are doing that to retool their factories to make these masks and ventilators, et cetera. But going forward, we need to make sure we have a national stockpile of respirators, masks, and pharmaceuticals. This bill calls for that. We also have to reevaluate our supply chains. We cannot be this dependent on China, let alone any other country. Our pharmaceuticals should be made here. So if this ever happens again, and Marty, I'm afraid that it probably will happen again, given the global economy.
Yes.
We've got to be prepared for the next time.
Guy Reschenthaler, it's always a pleasure, man. You answer
likewise,
the call,
Mark,
and very few do. I talked to Casey today for the first time. I'm not kidding. Maybe 12 years, and I think we got to do better because people want to hear from leaders. Thanks, Guy.
Anytime you need me, I'm here. See you,
Mark. He is a student.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.